The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. My name's Dan Latto, and in this podcast, which was taken from yesterday's interview with Radio Works, I'm going to cover the 5 mistakes that property investors make and how to avoid them. I hope you enjoy it, and we'll speak to you soon. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is of the day, welcome. Thanks for joining us. Right here, right now, it's Monday morning. It's 9:36 here in Spain. It's very warm. I'm in my shorts. Feeling good right now on a Monday morning, which is awesome. And if you don't feel good right now on a Monday morning, then you need to change that up a little bit, I think. But in today's show, and welcome for Bricks and Mortar, what I want to talk to you today about was 5 separate mistakes that property investors often make, but not just about what the mistakes are, but actually how you can get around those mistakes as well. So if that's all right with you guys, then we'll kick straight off with the first one. So the first mistake that I've experienced coaching clients make is that they decide to buy off plan. And so if you're buying an off-plan property, this is a property that's maybe not even built yet. And so you're literally buying it from the plans, effectively. And so it might be a 1-bed, a 2-bed flat. It could be a 3-bed house, whatever that's going to be. But the developer comes to you and says, well, if you buy this one here, we're going to give you a 25% discount. And in my experience, which is vast, by the way, because I've been in property for 17 years here in the UK, in my experience, you've got to double check, is that actually a discount? Or has the developer just added 25% on top of the actual price and then said that that's a discount? Because in my experience, that's pretty much what we do a lot of the time, but not all the time. So you need to go back to the developer and ask them, is this a true discount? And if they say yes, how do they know it's a true discount? That's the first thing. The second thing that you then need to do is you need to check all the other properties in that local area and see how much they're going for. I remember buying one in Manchester and I got a 20% discount, which meant I didn't have to put a deposit down at the time. And it was like £175,000 for a 2-bed flat. Well, you can pick them up now for like £140,000. I mean, it's ridiculous. It just so wasn't a discount. However, it did at the time allow me to buy that property without putting a deposit down out of my own funds. That's actually the reason why we bought it. We still got it and it cash flows well. But you just got to absolutely make sure that you understand that it's a true discount. Because sometimes, believe it or not, in property, people don't tell you the truth. I know that's hard to understand sometimes, but it's true. You know, I don't know why, but why can't people just be honest? But if it's not a true discount, you need to understand that. Because the next property that you buy might be a better deal than the one with a supposed discount, okay?
But there is always, Daniel, a solution for everything. So you could go back to the developer, and before you go back to the developer to really negotiate and tell them your price, how much you are willing to pay for a piece of paper, you could go and talk to your friends and tell them, look, is this great development? Let's buy together a couple of apartments. And that will give us a bargaining power, and we share that between us. So, you see, negotiations are part of the process of buying properties, because you do make the money when you purchase. Yes, if the market stays strong and if you buy to hold, eventually it will go up in price. But when you really, really want to buy properties, you have to buy them. You have to buy them at your price. You have to buy them that you are happy with the price. You know you make 30%. For me, if it's not minimum 30%, it's no buy. Because the market could go either way. And because at the end of the day, it's bricks and mortar. And how much they can be. You know, these artificial prices created based on demand, because everybody wants to be in the UK, is good. But if you are a property investor, you really have to remember that this is your business. This is where you make the money, and this is the only moment when you can make money. No matter what, if you buy 30% less than the asking price, you can't get wrong. Over to you, Daniel.
Yeah, I totally agree. And actually, one of the extra things that we often do on that is we try and find out when is the developer's year end for their accounts. Because usually, and let's say it's April the 1st, which means by March the 31st, they're happy to do as many deals as they can and literally drop the prices. So if you can find out when their year end is and go in just like a week or two before, you do have to exchange contracts very, very quickly and sometimes even complete very quickly. But it can be done, and in return, you will get a very good discount once. But obviously, you've got to do that work up front and just find out when their year end is and start buying just before. So that works really well.
You are absolutely spot on. And actually, what I found is that when you go in, and you are a humble person, and they look at you, they think, oh, how much is he or she worth? They won't believe you can complete. So you sign the paperwork. The price you want, the price you offer, you are comfortable with, is going to be on the paperwork. It's nothing they can do about. But they know you can't complete in, let's say, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But when you do your homework behind the scenes and you know when the year end is, and you know your money are waiting in a bank, you can't lose. So where they will say yes to such bad offer for them but good deal for you is because they don't believe you are going to complete. So do your homework, do all the aspects of the process are based on how much we want to make money from buying properties. If you just want to try, it's better to wait till you are ready to properly do it.
Yeah.
So I managed to get very good deals simply because I knew the financial year end, and simply because they looked at me, oh, she's a woman, she's a foreigner, she doesn't know anything. She's not going to be able to complete, and I did. And I made a good, step forward understanding how people's minds work, because as a buyer, you have to understand what will make the seller say yes to your offer. And that's crucial. Over to you, Daniel.
Yeah, I completely agree. So the second mistake that I find a lot of people make is that we actually try and buy a lot of units in one big block. So let's say there's 200 apartments coming on all at the same time. And we've had this with clients. We've got £200,000, £300,000. And they negotiate a discount, let's say 30%, and then they go off and buy 10 units all in the same block. And I just think that's crazy because, and I've seen people do this, and then 10 years later completely regret it. And the reasons why they regret it, there's a number of reasons. One is you don't know how well that block is going to be managed. Like you pay your service charge for the residential cleaning and the keeping of the grounds and that sort of thing. You don't know how well that's going to be done. You also don't know how the local area is going to turn out, because it may go up or it may go down. There may be lots of people, undesirable type of people coming into that area that you don't want, and that brings down the value of your property. Also the type of people that are also buying. If there's a lot of investors buying in that same 100, 200 block, then what type of tenants are they going to be putting in? We've seen it where literally tenants who are on housing benefit go into a luxury development in Leeds. And so the whole development crashes. I mean, I bought a penthouse in one of them, a £250,000 penthouse. It's probably worth 180 grand now. And luckily I only bought one. You know, imagine if I'd have bought 10 of those. That's 70,000, that's £700,000. It's nearly $1 million, for goodness sake. And so if you are buying, just, like, if you've got 300 grand in your account, slow down. You've got all the time in the world. Don't just spend your whole 300,000 just because it's sat there burning a hole in that account. Be really thoughtful about where you're going to put that money and move the money around. Never put all of your eggs in one basket, as we say. Have you got anything to say about that, Marina?
Yeah, so I totally agree with you, and I experienced that myself. Luckily, I never completed on the properties I decided to buy. So I just got the bargaining power, and I had one. And right now, tell you the truth, Daniel, I wish I had more at this time.
Yeah.
Because I got a very good price, and everybody buying together at the time benefited. So sometimes when it's a good deal, it's good to go for it and listen to your instincts. If you feel like your gut feeling is going to tell you anyway. Sometimes when you wait too long, somebody's going to buy it anyway. So goes both ways. All depends where it is. I never purchased outside London, so I really don't understand the market for the rest of the UK. It's something I'm very intrigued by because, for example, now I know the Chinese are going investing in Brighton and Hove and places outside London simply because their own circumstances. So it's a great solution for foreign, especially Chinese investors, to buy in stages and buy off plan. When it comes to the management of the development, it's best to have the management yourself to create a business and offer to the developer from the get-go. I'm going to have so many buyers, and I know the council is going to have their own stake here, and I would like to manage the building. This is the only way I would go ahead. So, of course, there are all sorts of situations, and each time you have to think on your two feet. But I wanted to ask you, Daniel, what do you think is going to happen now after the 23rd of June?
With Brexit, I mean, from a personal point of view, I couldn't care less. I know that sounds really offish.
No, likewise, I'm exactly the same.
It's
But I just wonder because I know our listeners are asking.
Okay.
So I'm asking the question.
Yeah, prices are going to go up. Look, if we stay in Europe, prices are going to go up. If we go out of Europe, prices are going to go up. Whatever way you want to look at this, prices are going up because the number of people coming into the UK is more than the number of people leaving the UK. That's the first thing. The second thing is the number of properties that are being built right now simply isn't enough. And so you've got all these people coming in and not enough properties being built. Where are those people going to live? Well, all the wealthy people will be paying more money for the prices, so prices are going to go up. And what's going to happen here in the UK is homelessness, the people right at the bottom and those people on housing benefit, they're going to end up homeless. I've just done an interview with a TV programme here in the UK about just this thing. And they've got no idea that this is coming. And it's like rents are going to go up. I mean, you know, I suggest rents will be increasing by 40% in the next 5 years. And I think that's probably quite low, on the low side. Rents are going to shoot up because there's not enough properties. The third thing I was going to say about that is because of the change in stamp duty, which means that now you'd have to pay an extra 3% on the purchase of a property for a second home, less investors are going to be buying. And also because of the interest rates, you can no longer offset that against your profits. So you're now taxed on profit, not on your actual profit. You're taxed on revenues, not on profit. Then more landlords are going to leave being a landlord. And so what you've got is you had this huge amount of properties for buy to let. That's going to shrink. So where are all the tenants going to live? Well, prices are going to go up again. And the people at the bottom, they're going to be homeless too. So you've got people who want to buy but can't, they're going to be homeless. And people who want to rent but can't, they're going to be homeless. And it becomes about money. And so, like, you know, people say, when's the best time to invest in property? Right now's the best time. Even with all this stamp duty and these interest rate things that you can't offset against your income, it makes no difference. And all this thing about the, you know, UK leaving Europe, bear in mind, it affects me quite a bit because I live in Spain and obviously I'm from the UK and I travel back to the UK and I've got investments and so on, right? But the key for people, if you're watching this and that's what you're worried about, is it's a distraction away from what you should be focusing on. What you should be focusing on is buying assets that generate cash flow each and every month and becoming financially free. That's it. Everything else is just a distraction. So forget about it. Turn the TV off. Get rid of the BBC. Don't watch it. Don't open the newspapers. I don't watch any news. I've got no idea what goes on other than through Facebook, and that's it. And I'm very happy. In fact, I'm much happier now that I've got no idea. I haven't got a clue. Because all I do now is focus on buying assets that generate cash to make me financially free, or increasingly financially free.
This is the best strategy, and I found that works. And we actually talk with our listeners about the power of words, because what you put in your mind, all these worries coming from, there's never good news. Even we live in a Western society where,
yeah,
everything is so easy. We are still complaining, and it's always bad news. There are no good news. And I'm thinking, yep, is this really happening.
Yeah.
I mean, can't we see how much we have? Can't we see the abundance we live in? Can't we see how much is available out there for each one of us? It's happening to the people who can't focus. They get distracted. They go with other people's news, the one they created to create scarcity. And this is the result. People become stagnant. They don't make progress. They are afraid of making the next move. And that affects the rest of the society and the rest of the world.
Yeah.
I was checking the exchange rates this morning, and the pound, the Great British Pound, it's so low. It's like incredible. Are you kidding me? What other country is better than this?
Yeah.
How could the pound go down simply because of the gossips, because of the bad news? We don't even know what's happening next. It's that the government decided to give the power to the people, and the people are going to make the right decision. It's simple as that.
Yeah.
Why everybody thinks we are all stupid? Why everybody thinks we are going to make their own decision?
Mm.
So I think there are lots of people out there who entertain the bad news because they don't want you to focus on the great news you have.
Yeah.
There is a lot of scope for investing. Bricks and mortar are always going to make money. Like you said, Daniel, they're always going to go up. And I know in 1960s, you could buy a three-bedroom house in London for £3,000. And now, perhaps, same location, you really need to have 1.5 million.
Yeah.
And this is 50 years ago.
Yeah.
So if you look at the figures historically, and especially since Her Majesty got the reign, everything is happening with greatness. Everything develops into a great idea. Some ideas take longer than others, but this is the price. You have to be patient. You have to understand what you want and focus. Over to you, Daniel.
Yeah, I completely agree. And you know what's worse than watching over TV is getting stuck in an argument on Facebook for 3 hours about the Brexit. When actually in that 3 hours, you could run a marketing campaign that would find you a property below market value. We did it last week to test it for a client, and we placed an advert on Gumtree saying guaranteed rent for 7 to 10 years. We put a graphic up there, which we created using Canva, and then we uploaded that onto Gumtree. Within 3 hours, we got our first phone call for a rent-to-rent property. And it's like, you can spend 3 hours arguing with someone about the Europe and whether it's a con or whether it's great or whatever, right? It's irrelevant. Or you can go and do the blooming work and get results and make money. And it's a simple choice. And people say, well, it's all right for you, but I haven't got any money to start. And I'm going to talk about that next week, if that's okay, about how to get started with no money. But you don't need money to start. Like the thing I was going to say about the off plan was if you negotiate 30% deals off, 200 units or whatever, let's say you're going to buy 10 of those units. What you could do is go find 9 other people and give them 25% off, and you keep that 5% for yourself for the other 9 people. Well, let's assume that's a £200,000 property. That's £10,000 times 9 people. You just made £90,000. Like, that didn't cost you any money. All you've done is you've gone and negotiated. Or you can go on Facebook and argue about Europe or Boris Johnson or cats or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So the third thing then, that people make in terms of investing, in terms of errors that they make, is that one, they don't know how to calculate the numbers to, you know, how do you compare one house at 150 grand with £650 rent versus another at £320,000 with £1,250 of rent? How do you know which one's the better one? And so you've got to first of all work out how to calculate the numbers, and then you've got to work out why those numbers are relevant for you. Because something I might buy, Marina, which is ideal for me, might be completely different than it is for you. And so, because we want different things out of it, completely different things. So you've got to, first of all, understand what are the numbers that are important to you. And then second of all, you've got to work out actually how to do the calculation. And if you don't know that, like that's what YouTube is for. That's what Google is for. Let me move straight on to number four, just to make sure we've got enough time to do, because I've got two more to do and I want to cover both. So number four is not going with the crowd. So what happens is you and your friends, and you come across this deal And the developer says, well, if you can get 10 people together, I'll give you a 25% discount. And so, you know, your friend speaks to you and tries to cajole you into buying this, into this development. But if you've not actually done your numbers and worked out, is that the right deal for me? And you just go, yeah, go on then. Well, who's in charge of that investing decision? Because it's not you. It's your friend down the pub or at bingo or at the gym or whatever it happens to be. So you can't, you've got to be cautious. And this is where actually writing down, what is it that you want out of life? What, design it. What does your destiny look like? Like, it's Monday today. It's beautiful. It's like 28 degrees here in Spain. And after this, immediately after this, I'm going for a walk on the beach, you know, with my feet in the sea. That was designed 10 years ago. That was my vision of how I wanted my life to look. And when you get that vision and you understand what you want in that vision and what you don't want, that will help you actually work out from a property point of view or an investment point of view, what type of property do you want? And when that friend comes to you and says, I've got this property and it's 20% off and it's a city centre flat in the middle of Manchester and it's for students, you can go, no, that doesn't fit into my portfolio in terms of what I want for my future life. Does that make sense, Marina?
Total sense. I think learning to say no is the only one rule I apply in my life. And I'll tell you this, you have young kids and they'll grow up and small kids, small challenges, you know, other kids, other challenges.
Yeah.
So you might want later on to free yourself, because somehow people think, oh, I'm going to be tired and kids will go, or they'll be off and I'll be free again. That never happens. You're always a parent, and once a parent, you're always a parent. But you know what? The property is the only treasure that will never let you down. So what? Your children are growing and they need more help from you, because we live in times when there is no assistance for the young generation.
Yeah.
So what? Your property is giving you the freedom to help them. And yes, you can not only live barefoot for the rest of your life, but you could travel the world. I just rented my property and I've been around the world for 3 years. And it's simply because 10 years ago, like you said, I took a leap of faith. I imagined myself walking barefoot and I imagined myself traveling the world and helping other people to understand the priceless value of being focused, the value of creating your vision. And you know, people could say right now, yes, it's easy for you to say because you've got the experience, you've got a lot going on, but actually I'm not working a business anymore. The business works for me. The bricks and mortar makes money for me. I don't lift a finger. And apart from that, yes, you are talking about your circumstances, how terrible it is, and, well, think about it. I'm not saying you could change your circumstances. There are too many people involved, but you could do one thing. You could change the way you look at life. You could change the way you look at your circumstances right now. You could start thinking, what could I do right now to buy a property with no money down? That's a question. That's a good question to ask yourself. Don't ask yourself, what is Britain going to do next,
yeah,
in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Or who is going to govern, or who is going to listen to this for me? Nobody is going to do anything for you. The chances that somebody else will ever do anything for you are zero. And this is done down to my own experience. And I'm telling you, don't cloud your judgment. Don't think that somebody ever out there is going to do something for you. You are very able, as you are right now, with no knowledge, with lots of crashing demands made on you, to change this. You just need to get in touch with Daniel and ask him to teach you. That's all you have to do. Or get in touch with us at Radio Works World. Tell us your story. We'll inspire other people. You can teach. You could become a teacher for other people who were like you when you started. And you see, it's lighting a candle from a candle. It's no big secret. It's like Daniel said, get your hands dirty. Bricks and mortar means you get to work. Over to you, Daniel.
Yeah, I totally agree. So the fifth one then that most people make is they don't get a mentor. So going back 17 years, which is how long I've been investing for, we didn't have mentors back then. We didn't even have YouTube. There was nothing out there. There were no books. There was nothing, right? Nobody knew. And if I could have had a mentor 17 years ago, that would have saved me tens of thousands of pounds. I've made some terrible mistakes, really obvious ones as well, which I'm really embarrassed about. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, if I could have just had a mentor to say, I'm going to do this, what do you think? And they go, what are you doing that? That's a silly idea. Do it this way and do this and then do that and then you'll get a better result. I would have made a lot more money. It would have accelerated my results. I would have been financially free like 10 years earlier sort of thing, you know? But instead I was going out and blasting it on all my success on Porsches and great night out and penthouse apartments. And I was living the high life instead of taking those successes and investing those for my future. But
because Daniel, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's good.
I have to say this. Wealth is not about money. Wealth is a state of mind. And when I organize my buying tours, most of the time they're for very rich people. So, but by all means, if you are listening right now and you want to learn and you want to come over for a buying tour, I'll find a way for you to join and see how rich people think. You know, they don't think how I'm going to invest. They never ask themselves how. They go and they see the property and they're saying, wow, I love this. I'm going to have this. I'm having this. And they make an offer and I take care of the rest. So wealth is not about the how. Wealth is not about the money. Wealth is about your focus, knowing what you want. It is a state of mind. Over to you, Daniel.
Yeah, I completely agree. And you know, getting a coach or getting a mentor will help you just streamline those thought processes, first of all, because what happens is we're born, usually most of us, 99% of us, are born without any money, right? We don't come from a silver spoon, effectively. I certainly didn't.
And we live with no money. When we go on the other side, we take nothing with us.
Yes, absolutely.
You could leave something behind for your grandchildren.
That's it.
Whoever you love, to say, oh, they changed my life.
Do you know what the problem is, Marina? Is that because we come into the world with no money and we go to school and relatively our parents have no money. You know, we're not millionaires, parents and so on. And so we have that mindset of scarcity constantly because we've never known abundance. And so that's the first thing you have to change. And as a coach, that's the first thing that I always work with on mindset with all my new clients. Because everything, all the results that you want in life will start with your mindset. And if your mindset is scarcity, then you're going to struggle. And so we need this to flip this. This is why getting a coach is so important. And I know people go, well, I could just read it on Facebook or out of a book. And yes, you can. But that won't actually stop. You know those little voices that we have in the back of our heads telling you that you're no good, telling you that it probably won't work. Those are the voices that you've got to deal with first and foremost. And that, again, is what a good coach will help you do. But not only that, a good coach will help you streamline what is your strategy for buying property going to be. And if you've got no money, what's your strategy going to be then? So it all starts, first of all, with a coach, second of all, with the mindset, and then onto your strategy. And then when you know all those three things, then you can start pulling in resources. So one of your strategies may be to buy, I don't know, £100,000 house, split it into different flats and sell each flat for £50,000 each. Okay. So that's 300 grand. So now that you know that, what resources do you need? Well, I need 100 grand. Great. Where are we going to go find 100 grand? What are the options available to us to go and find that? And so this is why getting a coach, I mean, like, how quickly did we come to that conclusion? Incredibly quickly. It's just about streamlining those thought processes, because this is what happens when most people wake up on a morning. They have this thought process, I haven't got any money. And then they make the coffee. And then the next thought process is, I've got no money. And then they make breakfast. And then the next thought process is, I've got no money. And they're having the same thought process over and over and over again. And what you need is someone external to come and just, you mentioned it before, asking the right question is so important. So instead of, I've got no money, it's, who do I know that can lend me £10,000 each times 10 people, for example, or 50 people at 2 grand each? What are those numbers going to look like? Or 5 people at 20 grand, whatever, right? And so getting someone external to come and start to question you in a different way. Because we've been brought up with a scarcity mentality, we just ask the same questions. I mean, we ask questions like 50,000 times a day. For most people, it's the same question. Getting a coach will start to ask you better questions. So instead of, for example, the Tony Robbins example is, why am I fat? That's some a question that many people ask. Instead of asking that, because your brain will go off and say, you're lazy, you eat a lot of takeaways, you watch too much TV, it will tell you. Ask a better question. How do I get fit? Will give much better answers. Maybe you could go running. Maybe you can join a gym. Maybe you go play basketball that you used to play when you at school and you enjoyed. It will answer the question in much better ways. Does that make sense?
Total sense for me. And I'm obsessed by fast results. To me, I don't even lift a finger unless I have a plan and I know exactly what I want. But I always start with the end in mind. I'm not really that keen on the small details. I'm very bad at that, actually.
Okay.
But because everything is changing, nothing is set in stone. So might be that you have an idea, you go for that development or for that house at the end of the street, which is the worst house on the best street, and you got a plan to get it, but then somebody else will come and take it right under your nose.
Yeah.
So things happen. So that's why all I know is that I want what I want, and I know what I want, because it's not somebody else who is going to want what I want. Everybody wants something different, and everybody is different, and there is so much for everyone. So, for example, this weekend, I looked at something, and it's not there. It's a big mansion. So my client wanted that development. My client wanted that mansion, and I got a very good deal with the developer. But somebody came and offered the developer a lot less, and the developer was struggling for money, and they took the offer. Before they took the offer for a lot less money, they said, I don't have a choice. I have to go for it because I'm really struggling. And I said, perfect. And as I met with them, just to see, because we signed some paperwork, so I had to end that so they could sell it. I met an old friend, and she's telling me that she's selling her house, which is a lot better value for money than the mansion. And she's moving to another country. So my client is very happy now because they are getting a lot more for their money. What I'm trying to say is that, the news were filled with celebrating Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
And he always used to say, apart from being, I don't have box or any violence, kind of violence, but I love him for his mind. And he used to say, I know where I'm going and I know the truth. And yeah. I don't have to be what you want me to be. I'm free to be what I want. And this applies to properties as well, to property investment, to any business, basically. So it's not what other people want. So I could have, perhaps the developer wanted me to say, oh, I will match, bring the money sooner. But you see, I couldn't say that. And I couldn't force my clients in any way because they are very rich people, so I can't tell them what to do. So I have to respect their timing. But there is always something that got your name on it. Always, no matter what. So even something goes off, don't worry. It could be something even better. And I like the way you run your life. You take your time. You think. But sometimes thinking without taking action is as bad as taking action without thinking.
Yeah.
You have to find the balance.
Mm. Yeah, completely agree. So, Marina, let me just let people know, if they want to get more information, then the podcast is where you're going to get loads more information. I think we're up to number 44 right now. There's a whole ton of content that you can listen to. You can download it to your mobile device. That's either on iTunes, so just go and find my name on iTunes, Daniel Latto, or you can go to my website, which is www.daniellatto.co.uk. If you go to the podcast and shows, there's a whole bunch of stuff. There's a whole bunch of video shows that you can watch that we use from Facebook Live, plus all the content for the podcast. If you want coaching or you want a mentor, then I can help you out on that as well. Just drop me a line. There's a page up there called Work With Me. Just fill in the form so I can find out a little bit more about you to make sure it's a good match. And if there's anything else that you guys need, just drop me a line. I'm here to help. This is what we do these days, you know. And Marina, thank you once again for allowing me the opportunity to come on here.
Now, we are very grateful for, on behalf of our listeners, I can tell you we are very grateful for you
thank
being
you.
Here and sharing your energy, because you got the right view on life. And people look at you, or, you know, they think of you thinking, it is possible. You know,
it is.
She does it. She does it.
Yeah.
Why not? You know, so it's always a question. If we break the mortar, it's always a question of why not. It's not if, it's when.
Yeah.
From both of us, until next time, goodbye.
Thank you.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.